Senate Bill 364, Senator Zirkin and others, criminal law, possession of marijuana, civil offense, favorable.
Heads up.
Mr. President.
Baltimore County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 364 reclassifies the use or possession of less than 10 grams of marijuana from a criminal offense to a civil offense, subject to a fine of up to $100. A police officer must issue a citation if he or she has probable cause to believe that the offense has or is being committed. The bill contains requirements for the contents of the civil citation that must be issued in these cases, as well as procedural requirements for the adjudication of the offense in district court. An individual younger than age 18 charged with this civil offense is subject to juvenile court procedures and dispositions, including referral to an alcohol or substance abuse education or rehab program. A police officer authorized to make arrests must issue a citation to a child if the officer has probable cause to believe the child is committing an offense. Existing criminal penalties continue to apply to the use or possession of 10 grams or more of marijuana. There were no committee amendments, and I move the adoption of the favorable committee report.
Senator from Southern Maryland.
Mr. President, could I special order this? April 9th? No. For Wednesday?
Present.
But I know it's, let's see, we won't be able to do it Thursday. We do budget Wednesday, so Thursday.
Chairman, the floor leader.
Mr. President, I think this is a bill, just so the ladies and gentlemen of the body know, this is a bill that we passed overwhelmingly last year with one change that actually makes it even a little stricter. And the change in the bill this year is for juveniles. We heard some criticism that we were treating juveniles and that they wanted them to have like underage alcohol, to have to go to court and to see a judge and could be ordered into drug education or treatment programs. So this is literally the identical bill from last year that we had a long debate on. In addition, it makes it a stricter bill as it relates to juveniles. And I think you're going to see there are two amendments that are going to be offered by the gentleman from Washington County that make it an even stronger bill. So, man, I don't see any reason why we should special order. If we want to debate it or have questions, I think we've done this over the course of the last 2 years, Mr. President.